It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. It's good to see Dom Irira.
Yes.
You Death Squad people must love Dom. He's on Joe Rogan's podcast every once in a while, and he's in that group. That's if you're a comedian, that's where you want to be. And if you're that generation and you get loved by that young generation, that's...
And Dom is one of those guys I've never heard anybody say anything bad about Dom.
Yeah. No, the...
So we should start. No.
Remember how I used to want to have a cool old black friend?
Mm-hmm.
Or Dom.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'd go, Dom, let's go to the strip club. And he'd go, hey, why are you always messing with them strippers? I'm done with that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's... Like, every once in a while, I wouldn't be surprised if he phoned up a Backpage hooker, but he's not going to talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be like, hey, let's go look at some booties. He's like, I'm bootied out. You know, you're married, you got kids, stop looking at booties. That's what I want. That's what I need in my life.
Yeah.
One of those. Although, I saw somebody on Twitter. Twitter erupted over the, like, the later part of the holiday that there was a big announcement coming that my wife is leaving me.
Oh, Jesus.
I looked
at her,
really?
I looked at her and I go, are you leaving me?
Oh, God.
You told the guys on Twitter and you didn't tell me? But then it was because of all the time I spend at strip clubs.
Oh, right.
And I thought, sometimes you guys get things close where I go, how do they know this stuff?
Right.
And then there's sometimes where you couldn't be further from the truth. I can't. I'm dying to go to a strip club now. Now that I started thinking about it.
When was the last time you went to a strip club where you weren't working?
I probably the time, and I don't know if this would still be considered work, but probably the time we went to that one in Port Charlotte after Pitbull Toddler played five years ago.
Yes.
That wasn't 5 years ago.
How long ago was that? 4 years ago? More?
No, because I've only been here like 5 years.
You were new, Carmen. You were new because I felt uncomfortable with you. I'm telling you, like, I didn't know you very well. Okay. That was the first time we really...
So, yeah, because, maybe five.
Yeah.
Maybe five or 4 years.
I've been here 6 years, because last year I got my five-year gift thing from Cox.
So even if it was... So, say 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Say 4 years ago. So, 4 years ago was probably last time. Now, I did go to the Pink Pony more recently, but it was while we were at Penthouse Club for a gig... And we're like, let's go look at BHs, and we went over to Pink Pony. But even that was...
That's more quality control. Yeah.
That was the thing. Like, all these hot girls are in Penthouse Club, and you're like, all right, but let's see some really dirty girls.
Right.
And we went over to Pink Pony, and even that was just more awkward than anything. And it's just weird. We just sat around, and girls come over, and they pretend they like you. And you're like, all right, should we get a lap dance, or how does this go? You know, and then we just like, let's not
come over. I remember one time I went on a date. And, like, we weren't ready to, like, go, like, part ways.
Yeah.
But it was, like, too late to do anything else. And we were right across the street from a strip club. So we're like, let's go have a couple
drinks. Who was this? You and Ryan Ito?
No.
Who? Which date?
Chris Blackman.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Had you been out for a while? Like, had you been gone out on a few dates? Or was this right in the beginning?
No,
or?
That was the first date.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He knows what he's in for.
Because I was working. That's when I was still bartending at the penthouse. And
right.
I got a... Something for Bascom's Steakhouse.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like the last day that I needed to use it before it expired, and I had mentioned something to him, and he was like, well, I don't want you to go to dinner by yourself, so he invited himself to my...
Yeah.
And so he came to dinner, and that was like, I guess, technically our first date because he paid for the rest.
Right.
And then whatever, it used to be Bliss that I used to work at.
Right.
And now it's like...
Some crazy...
Mile High.
Mile High, girl.
Girl, go ahead and get that sour cream and bacon bits on your potato. I'll pay for it.
What's that? I got a card, but it only covers 25.
That's all right. You can get some cheese up on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So then we went over there for a couple drinks afterwards. And that was... random.
I haven't been in that place in a long time, but I always have great weird experiences there.
Yeah.
The last time I was there.
Cool. Yeah.
What is it?
The setup is cool.
The last time I was there for enjoyment reasons was before I was married, but I was dating Amanda. I've told this story. That's where I got the crazy lap dance with the girl went right in my pants.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and then she was the cross-eyed girl.
Oh,
and then the next day I started cutting hair at the old Barclay Market.
Oh, yeah.
She looked in the mirror like that scene from The Karate Kid when he picks his head up at the dojo and it's Johnny and he sees the Karate Kid in the corner and he goes, oh.
Did she see you with her cross eye or with her normal eye?
I walked into the Oldsmar. Amanda went to go buy like a shampoo that they had in the flea market. And I walked in there, and in the mirror, it was all cross-eyed. And she looked at me, I looked at her, and I went, oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. I turned and I walked out, and her eye followed me as I walked out of the room.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wanted to be like, I don't know. She gave me like a dirty look, and I'd be like, I gave you $20. What do you want from me?
That's $20.
Yeah. If you don't negotiate that stuff up front, I don't know how much to give you.
I always, well, Carmen helped me with this a lot when I used to work at Bliss, because there were times where I wouldn't know, and it's like, you know, $25 for a dance. Then after talking with her about, you know, the house gets the majority of it, I just started giving $20. That's my tip. So if it's $25 dance, I just give $20.
That's crazy talk.
I know, but it just feels better.
I give him the $25. You go negotiate your own deal.
Let me ask you this. Do you give him the $20 after the dance or before?
After.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Really?
Yeah. Go, it's $25, here's the, and they pay the guy outside the room or whatever, and then whenever you get in there, go, I know I paid the $25, but here, this is for you.
Yes, yeah. Like how my friend allegedly does massages, you pay before you go in there.
You give her, you bring out a big wad of cash out of your pocket and you give her $20, so she knows that the bankroll is still
that's
in
there. That's when she robs you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's don't what I feel that. Like, yeah, that yeah. I'm not strong like you guys.
Just go
like,
with it.
The first time I went to a strip club, I was 18, and I spent $600 on one girl for the back. Room, yeah, and she was a fat white girl.
The last time I got a lap dance, like for pleasure, like instead of like an uncomfortable, because every time I go to a strip club, the owner or the manager was like, "Let me get a girl for you." And I'm like, "No." The last time I like picked one and went was when the Giants won the Super Bowl. How many years is that? When the Giants won the Super Bowl, we did the Super Bowl party at the Gold Club.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
oh, my God.
I'm like, if the Giants win, I'm getting a lap dance. And then the Giants win, I'm like, let's get two girls. Let's do this right. Yeah. That was a good time.
Crazy.
That it's funny time. Because I am rarely in a strip club, like, out.
Which is odd, because your brother owns a strip club. And if my brother owned the strip club, I'd be like, oh, I got the brother card.
He owns two strip clubs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people used to be like, oh, you must be in there all the time. I go, no, I'm like never.
No, we went up there and we didn't even go to a strip club when we went there. Yeah. I want to be like, let's go. We're walking owners, and we didn't even go.
Oh, but the girls don't even know
that
my brother's the owner.
Really?
Yeah, they have no idea.
He's just a guy who wears sweatpants for lap dances. That's all they know.
They just know him as creepy.
That's creepy guy. Wear the joggers.
Wait. I want to have a good strip club experience, but I don't want to do it at a strip club. Like, we should turn in here into a daytime strip club one day.
It's,
how do we do that?
Isn't that the foam party?
Yeah, but. Like, we need a board op so we can go sit over there.
It's hard, though, because a lot of the girls don't get up that early for the
day shift. Does.
But here's the thing. We turn it into a for-profit thing. Like, we bring our money like we're at a strip club.
I would do that.
Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah, I would definitely.
I'm not worried about you being there. Yeah. I know you'll go.
For like a live gig.
No.
So we don't have to be in here.
No.
So it's still like.
Like next Friday, next Friday morning at 9 o'clock. We gotta think of a good name, like Jerkins St. Pete opens, and we hang a curtain over here across the way. We'll have Monica come in and run the board, and then we go behind the curtain. We steam up, we fog up the room. We get bubbles. A stage. That's the other thing. Like, I'd love to sit at a stage all night, drink a couple Budweisers, and throw some dollars out there at the girls.
Make them pick it up.
I can't. Yeah. Like, that's what you like, Carmen.
That's my favorite trick.
Carmen told the girl, I want you to pick it up without your hands. And her quote was, and I swear to God, her response was, I can't do that, but hang on. My mom's over there. She can do it. Swear to God, that's what she said.
One of the best times ever was my brother and I and one of our friends went to a strip club, and we were having the girls dance to all 80s metal stuff, and it was so great because they had no idea what the music was, but the one girl was like, I love this is great.
Well, let's get black girls and we'll call it Black Friday.
I would love to do that.
Can we got to think of who we're inviting.
Black History Month, we could have black girls come in.
Some black girls. Let's mix it up. We want Jerkins Pinellas has got to be a pretty diverse group.
Sure.
Jerkins Pinellas.
Diverse.
Maybe we could make it a sociological experiment and see which race
is the better
more
accommodating.
Get Asian, get black.
I love how I started this conversation by, I want to hang out with Dom Herrera so they can talk me out of going to strip clubs.
Yep.
Now I'm opening my own in the
Dom's
studio. That's right. So it would be me, you, Spanish, Carmen.
I'll run the door.
Yeah, you're the boss.
You're the house mom.
You got to start getting them drunk at 7, and then the strip club Jerkins opens at 9. Shift starts at 9. We need a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in Carmen's corner outside of the booth.
DJ Dignitary.
Oh, yes.
No, he wants to be in the action. We need to invite him to be part of the action.
Spindiana Jones?
Somebody.
Yeah.
No, we need a good strip club DJ with the voice and all that.
Let's have...
What's the... Midget.
Chip.
He's not a DJ. He's security.
I thought he was a DJ.
He can't reach two turntables at one time.
Can we have Dylan DJ in his Stormtrooper outfit?
Oh, yeah. DJ Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name? What was his name? DJ Finn.
DJ Weed, I think. Is.
Yeah, no, I know what his name is. Yeah. All right. So we got a DJ in the corner. It's me, you, Spanish, Ian. Got to have money.
Joey, is Joey in it?
Or do you have money?
On the cameras?
Yeah, he's on. He's working.
He's working. All right.
No cameras in my DJ club.
No cameras.
But putting up a curtain right across there.
Yeah, so then Joey can come in. So we know he's not dealing with cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Pep's old. He's trying to
bring in
nickels for the girls.
Plus, if they give him a lap dance, he might go pee because they push his bladder.
Whoa. You didn't give us a warning tone.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah? Yeah, you
went.
Okay.
Okay. He said very funny. Who else? DJ Dignitary. We'll tell Ian to come in here.
I think John Brennan should be in here because he's so uncomfortable.
No, but I don't need him to make my day awkward. You know? We need. Who else we know likes strip clubs and got cash? Like, I can't have Dom here. I'd feel like my dad was here. Which is weird because I'm older than Dom.
Yeah, but he would be worried about the legal aspect the whole time.
Yeah, I'd be like having Tony here. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Pete.
Oh, Pete. Pete.
Call Carmen.
Pete'll steal my money and come over here and do it. All right. Well, let's work on it.
Okay.
Let's work on it. Jerkins Pasco is opening. Daniel, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. Dan. Oh, good talking.
See you later, buddy.
Dan wanted to talk about wooden dildos. I don't know if he had one or if he. Several women are tweeting that they are now. Taking advantage of the drive to work, as we discussed earlier.
Will you get Snapchats of that?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Magnet head.
what, Galvin?
Magnet head.
Add magnet head, say, for Snapchat?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't often solicit pictures, and I find that I get the best ones when I don't. And I woke up the other day to, like, three girls I'd never seen naked before Snapchat pictures. A lot of times it's guys taking pictures of their girls and sending it to me, but these are like selfie shots. I went, I don't know what changed, but
now,
I like that.
Your wife that is going to leave you because you go to too many strip clubs.
Uh-huh.
What does she think about the Snapchats?
She doesn't care. Yeah, sometimes if I'm in the car and I see it, I'll go, hey, look at these, and I'll show them to her.
Yeah,
like I don't hide it from her.
That's awesome.
I don't really engage. Sometimes if the girl's nice enough to send me a naked picture, I'll write back, very nice.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to be that jerk that just looks at it and doesn't say anything.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm never like, we should meet. You know, so if I get the picture, I'll go, hey, get a load of those. A lot of times girls will send me messages and they go, your wife is totally hot. We should totally have a threesome. And I'll go, hey, this lady thinks you're hot and she wants to have a threesome. And my wife says the same thing. I'll tell her, I said, thank you, but we're not interested.
Thank you.
I'm so polite.
You're not interested. She's not interested.
By the way, Chip is the DJ at the Pink Pony.
See?
Told you.
5 days a week. And he does have a stepladder to reach the turntables. Sorry, Chip. My bad. My bad.
Who is Chip? Does Chip work here?
The midget Chip.
Yeah.
The one that
he used to wrestle.
Midget wrestling. MMA champion.
He was in here to beat up Diggler when X-Pac was here.
The other midget besides Diggler?
But his... not Chip. What was his name? No, what was his name?
Chip.
No, it was D Low or what?
DJ something, probably.
DJ Chip.
No.
Yeah, Chocolate Chip.
No. What did we call him?
What was his wrestling name?
Chip.
Or what is
No, for real. Because we did not call him Chip. It was D-Ball or D-Lo.
Demo.
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 Yeah, you're saying Chip. I'm like, I don't know who Chip is. Demo is what I always
knew
him as.
Oh, my bad. Demo, you're right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
His real name's Chip, which really isn't his real name, but you know.
Yeah.
Demo. Oh, okay. Damn it. You're right, Calvin.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was saying Chip. Chocolate Chip?
Chip is the DJ at Pink Pony.
Okay.
So if you want to go see BH's and a midget DJ,
hell yeah,
you can do it all at Pink Pony.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew.
I had an awkward experience. Were you there at Pink Pony?
No.
Me, Ralphie, a couple of people that work here. This was 10 years ago. You might have been before you got here. And we all went to Pink Pony, and they have, like, nice rooms. They have, like, almost, like, living rooms instead of booths.
Wow.
And we were all in there, and we thought we were going to have, like, a couple of drinks and have a party. Next thing you know, all these girls came in, and we're like, well, what? There was a lot of, like, first-timers there, and, like, what do we do now? And the girls just started rotating. They were doing lap dancing, and they would shift. After every song, they would shift, and we're like, this is fantastic. I didn't know who organized that, but it worked wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Was that Pink Pony?
Yeah. Were you there?
Yeah, I was.
Don't say any names.
No, yeah. Yeah.
It was me, you, Ralphie. I think Moose might have been there. I don't know. It was a long time ago. All right, so Jerkins.
Yeah, that was when I first got here.
Jerkins Pinellas.
Jerkins Pinellas, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Well, are we settling on next Friday, or are we extending it into February for other types of celebrations?
No, I think we should try it out. Try it out with girls of all races. And then maybe sometime in February, we just do an all-black thing for Black History Month.
Speaking of Friday, this Friday, so does everybody have their person locked in for tomorrow?
By the way, I'd much rather, if we could mix in some amateurs, too. That'd be great. Yeah. I do.
Oh,
I
you
got,
do?
I got confirmation yesterday. My person is locked in.
My person is locked in?
It is?
Yeah.
Guy or girl?
Don't worry about it.
Spanish?
Mine's locked in.
Carmen?
Mine's good.
Pap?
No.
Oh.
Come on, Pap.
Like, we all gave him suggestions.
Yep.
Boop.
No, I know. Okay.
All right, good talking to you, Joe.
Oh, no.
Mine is locked in.
All right.
Mine is locked in, and I think mine is a potential long-term employee.
For greatness.
Yeah. You know who it is?
I don't.
Good.
I was going to say, do you want to say what position your person is coming in for?
Oh, well, let's do that. That'll make it exciting.
Yeah, just because you kind of left it open for...
Right, you could be any position on the show. Because we could all do some shifting. If we were to hire an executive producer, it kind of stays the same. If we were to hire a phone screen, everybody kind of shifts out a little bit. If we needed another co-host, whatever we wanted to do. Like, if it were to be Soul Brother Kevin, he would come in as another host. Which
right.
Which can't be for the for Friday.
And it would just stay the same.
All right, so what is your position, Carmen?
No, I'm not giving up mine up first.
Why?
You go first, because then you're not going to
All right, I'll go first. Okay, I'll go first. Mine would be to take your job.
The phone screener?
Yep.
Nice.
Yours?
Galvin?
No, you.
No, I'm already close.
We're going around the room. No, I know. We're going around the room, I thought.
Yeah, to you.
Oh,
clockwise.
Mine's also to take the phone screening position.
Oh. Spanish?
Mine is also to take the phone screening
position. Oh. Galvin?
Mine is to take Mike's position.
Oh.
How do you like that?
I couldn't find any.
No.
You can't in the world. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, mine would be phone associate producer. Fourth/maybe third, Mike.
Oh, yeah, third. Whoever's coming in is going to be better than Spanish.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I've been trying.
Wait, third Mike? I thought I was third Mike. They'd be fourth.
Why don't you count on your toes there, sweetheart? Who would be first?
Mike.
Who would be second?
You.
Who would be third?
Me.
No, nobody's in third right now.
I've been trying to get this person in for the past 2 weeks to be a stunt guy, but
Let
he
me
refused
see.
To...
he refuses?
He just won't answer his phone, and I know it's his number.
Because he hates you.
Probably. I talked to him before we went on break.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I got his number, and I talked to him, and he was all like, oh, I'm going on vacation. Call me when you get back. And now I'm nothing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn you, Gomez.
I know. I know you're listening.
All right. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Next Friday, 9 o'clock, Jerkins.
Okay.
Jerkins, Pinellas County in the studio. We need more chairs and some dividers. I don't want you guys staring at me when my pants are off.
Don't worry. I got this.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rich, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, a couple things. One, Chip is the DJ, so he can actually reach up there. So.
Yeah, I know. I just said that 100 times, like, in the last 5 minutes, but thank you.
The second thing is another idea that I had. Instead of doing a strip club at the studio, what about if you did a strip club on the cruise? Because then you think more guys would actually probably want to go to the cruise, too, if they knew that there'd be a bunch of strippers on there.
Yeah, I don't know how Carnival would feel about that if we turned one of their nights into a strip club. But, the cruise gets plenty of guys, though. Thank you for your suggestion, sir.
Yeah. More dudes on it.
Hey, Tampa, home of the most strip clubs per capita.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on a boat and do it? I still would love to do a floating strip club night on a fishing boat. We've been out on the Queen Fleet to go fishing a couple of times. It's a party boat out of Clearwater Beach, and I've talked about it for years. I want to rent that boat out. Fill it with strippers on it because it's got an inside and outside.
Right.
We start fishing, and then you can go inside and get lap dances and then go back out and fish again.
Yes.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
How long do you think the girls would last before they were falling down drunk on that fishing
Hopefully
thing?
An hour.
Right?
I want them falling down drunk right away.
The same amount they would last in any other strip club.
Right.
Just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, they got to do it in shifts.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So 10 girls start in this. Oh, that could be a fun trip.
Yes,
we need to still work on that.
Then all they right. become chum.
No.
Nobody
yeah,
does.
If one of them gets bitchy, you just chop her up and throw her in. Catch a shark. Take a break. It's Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Jerkins next week.